My first guest this afternoon is Pieter van Niekerk. He is from an organization called SA Guide Dogs, and they're having an event called One Pair of Shades at a Time. We'll talk to Pieter about that right now. Pieter, thanks for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
It's certainly a pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
So tell me more about your association. What do you do? And then talk to me about this One Pair of Shades at a Time.
Simon, we're the South African Guide Dogs Association for the Blind, and we've been around for the last 72 years, and we actually specialize in the training of guide dogs for people with a visual impairment, service dogs for persons in a wheelchair, physically disabled people, autism support dog for children on the high support autism spectrum, usually between the ages of 5 to 12 years. And we also render orientation mobility services without a dog, and that is where we train blind people to use the long white cane as a mobility tool so that they can have their freedom, their independence, their dignity, and get a grip on life and explore their life and take charge of their own lives to get around safely.
Boy, Pieter, sometimes one forgets that there are just so many incredible good people in this world, you know. We live our little lives and we forget that people are doing the kind of things that you've just explained. Talk to me about the financial burdens that come with what it is that you do, because I'm sure it's substantial. What are your sources of finance and how expensive is your organization to run?
Simon, it's rather, you know, it's quite an expensive operation. And, you know, we have got quite a large budget because we render our services almost free of charge. Our orientation mobility services with a long cane is offered free of charge. Our dog services for all three our dog disciplines, we charge only 300 Rand, although the cost to train such a dog is closer to the 400 to 500,000 Rand mark.
Wow.
But that is then basically give someone a life, a leash on life for at least 8 years, because a dog is trained at the age of about 2 years of age, and then it will be of assistance to that particular client up until the age of 10. So if all goes well, you will have 8 years of independence mobility. If in case of the long cane, you will have independence mobility skills for life.
And what are the sources of finance? Is it purely voluntary based, or are there substantial and permanent sources of finance for your organization?
We embark on a number of projects, and this is where this Shades for a Day campaign comes in. But apart from that, we also get some company funding. We get resources from trusts and foundations, but the man on the street at the end of the day is our biggest donor. And then also the income that we get from our bequest program, where people decided to leave us something to the association some years ago, and you know that now turns into some good funding for us at this stage.
I would imagine it's a massive challenge in terms of the resources required. I would imagine that every single cent is absolutely critical. Let's make this real for a moment. Give me an example of somebody whose life has been significantly changed thanks to a guide dog or a mobility service that your organization has provided.
Simon, we currently have three students on class here at the Guide Dogs Association.
Yeah.
And they every day, they last week they received their new guide dogs, and every day is a new experience for them. So we actually, as we speak, in the process of changing at least three lives, and that's with dogs currently. And our orientation mobility practitioners, they perform their services each and every day, Monday to Friday, where they train people in the home environment. There we reach approximately 300 plus clients per annum. On the dog side, we reach approximately 50 plus clients per year. So, it's difficult to single out one specific example, but there are a number of, there's approximately 300 examples of people benefiting from our assistance dogs throughout South Africa.
And Peter, what kind of common misconceptions do people have about guide dogs or people with visual impairments? I mean, I'm just thinking myself, if I see somebody walking with a dog and a cane, I don't know, you just sort of take a wide a berth. You don't say hello and pat the dog, and what's the correct way to behave?
There's a number of advice tips with the that we can give to people when, especially the dog lovers in society often will approach us working with the dogs because I have a guide dog myself, and we ask, please do not just approach the dog and start fiddling with the dog and start touching the dog, because the dog is actually working, and it can get distracted. In that short split second, the dog can, for instance, lose focus, and the person can be involved by bumping into something, fall down a step, etc., etc. So, the correct way of doing it is always approach the blind person with a guide dog or a person in a wheelchair with a service dog and greet. Remember, I can't see you, so it's important that I need to know that you are there and want to make contact. A simple hello, how are you? And may I say hi to your dog? And if the dog is in a good space, or you have got time in your hands, you can pause for a few seconds, allow the dog to say hello, and you've gained a new friend. But what I want to say is, if the person cannot allow due to maybe the dog is hyperactive or gets distracted very easily, it's best not to distract the dog. And often people will then say, no, please not today.
And
And
don't be offended.
unfortunately, people take that take offense to that at times.
Really interesting. Final question. Besides wearing sunglasses and buying a sticker, are there other ways we can support your work?
People can sign up with a debit order. Companies can contact us for a CSI donation where we offer 18A certificates. But the best is at this stage for our wear your shades for one day on the 17th of October, you can obtain your 20 rand sticker in various ways, and that then help us to change a life at the end of the day.
You say in various ways, just finally, where, what, and how?
All right, you can buy your sticker online, www.guidedog.org.za, where you can place an order either for a few stickers, or a company can support. You can get your staff involved, you can get your school involved, you can get your sports club involved, whatever the option is, we will then deliver to you. They can either collect from our Johannesburg or Cape Town office, or they can go to selected Pick n Pay stores, selected SPAR stores. They can buy their stickers from Falco Milano, from Petworld, and from Buco Hardware.
Peter Faneker, we are out of time, but thank you for your time this afternoon.